Chapter 5. Contracts. Contract for buying. When making an offer on a property, you can use many different contracts and documents. I used to use the realtor's form for the particular state I am buying in. Now, if you are buying a property through a realtor, they will automatically use their form. If you are buying from a for sale by owner, it is my understanding that you can still use the form, but you will want to take the realtor logo off the document because there is no realtor involved. Now I simply use a one-page contract that I have completed. In fact, at the top it says, Standard Offer to Purchase Real Estate. I even tell the sellers on the phone that I have a simple one-page standard offer to purchase real estate that simply says I am buying their house for X dollars and I am paying cash and buying as is, and I am also paying all of the closing costs. I try to keep it simple, and this is about as simple as you can get. This also helps to disarm the seller if they have any reservations about what is in the contract. Remember, when you are putting a contract together, always put your phone number and contact information in the upper right side of the contract. They may throw away your business card, but they will always hang on to that offer that you made them. So always have your contact information in the top right corner of that offer. I am not a big fan of creating a one-sided contract. After all, it is best to keep it simple and only put in enough clauses to protect you, but not too many that will scare away your seller. In fact, our contract doesn't even have a due diligence period. If you would like to use our contract, I have included one for you. It is a simple, easy-to-use, one-page contract that you should not have any trouble using. I have included one of the forms on page 107. Make sure, like any other document you use, have your own local attorney look at it and make any changes needed for your particular state and situation. Contracts for selling your property. On pages 109 to 115, I have samples of the current contract package that we use to sell our properties. I put all of the documents into one PDF document and put it on our website so the buyer can simply download it, fill it out, scan it, and email it back to us to tie up our property. If you do not receive notices of our properties as they become available, you may want to go to the site and sign up. If you have a property you want us to look at to buy from you, please submit it at LarryBuysHouses.com. Contract clauses. Numerous clauses can be included in a contract, but I suggest you keep it simple. My one-page standard real estate offer cannot get much simpler. Following, I am including many additional contract clauses. Now, you will not need these with every deal, and in fact, you may never need some of these, but I have tried to include clauses for virtually any situation that may come up as an investor. If you run into a unique situation that requires additional protection for you, refer back to these. My one-page contract already has many of these clauses in it. 1. Additional terms and conditions on the attached addendum have been made a part of this agreement prior to its execution. This is if there is an addendum attached to the original contract. 2. The buyer reserves the right to personally inspect and give his written approval of the described property within 3 business days after the acceptance of this contract by the seller. 3. Buyer has the right to assign this contract. 4. Buyer has the right to full inspection of the property within 48 hours prior to closing. 5. Purchaser shall have the right at the expiration of this agreement to renew for a like period under the terms contained herein. 6. Any escrow account held by the mortgage or trust company shall be conveyed with the property and is included in the purchase price. 7. Seller's right to retain deposit money in the event of default by buyer shall be in full settlement of any claims and shall be the seller's sole remedy. Seller shall not be entitled to specific performance. 8. If seller defaults and fails to close, seller shall return buyer's deposit plus an equal amount of his own money. 9. The buyer reserves the right to substitute collateral securing the purchase money mortgage, said collateral to be of equal or greater owner's equity. Seller shall execute all documents necessary to do so, and those documents will be held in escrow by closing agent until released by buyer. Use this if you are getting seller financing. 10. In the event seller should elect to sell the purchase money mortgage at a later date, buyer, maker, shall have the right of first refusal of any bona fide written offer. 11. Payments on purchase money mortgage shall not begin and interest shall not accrue until 6 months after the closing date. 12. This transaction is subject to buyer's inspection and written acceptance of all the legal financial records and data of the seller on the property, including but not limited to all leases, rent records, expense records, and tax returns regarding the property, for verification of representations of income and expenses. 13. This transaction is subject to buyer's inspection of the property for compliance with the building, health, and fire codes, and buyer's written acceptance of the condition of the premises. Seller shall correct all code violations. 14. Seller warrants that all personal property, building structures, wiring, appliances, electrical fixtures, plumbing, heating, and air conditioning devices are all in good operating condition and that the roof is good and free of leaks, and all will be so at closing and for 1 year after the date of closing. These warranties shall survive and extend past delivery of deed. 15. Seller warrants that the information attached hereto as Addendum A is true and correct. 16. Seller shall give buyer a bill of sale for all personal property, and part of the total purchase price attributable to personal property shall be determined by buyer. Seller shall deliver to buyer at closing a complete set of keys to the property, all insurance policies being assumed by the buyer, copies of all mortgages assumed by the buyer, all warranties and instructions on fixtures and personal property being sold, all leases and tenants' applications, all service contracts on property being sold, payment books on mortgages being assumed, and any blueprints or surveys regarding the property. 17. All rights of grantee in this contract shall survive the passage of title and shall continue to exist after the deal is accepted. 18. Buyer has the right to immediate possession of the property for purposes of making improvements and/or showing property. 19. All closing costs, including prepaid terms, are to be paid by seller. 20. This transaction is subject to an inspection by my partner within 3 days of the seller's acceptance of the offer. 21. Purchase money mortgage is to be paid as per the attached amortization schedule. 22. Purchase money mortgage payment schedule to be effective 6 months after closing date. 23. Purchase money mortgage payment schedule to start on date. 24. Seller agrees to deliver the property in a clean and orderly condition, free and clear of any debris, pet odors, or infestations, and all equipment and fixtures shall be in good condition, good repair, and working condition at the time of closing. Seller and buyer agree to an amount of $500 being withheld by the closing agent from the seller's proceeds pending an inspection of the property by the buyer within 7 days of closing and the buyer's written approval of the property. Said withheld money shall either be A, applied toward needed repairs or general cleaning of the property, balance to be refunded to the seller, or B, the entire amount shall be refunded to the seller in the event no such problem exists. Seller hereby authorizes the closing agent to disperse accordingly. 25. Seller to provide buyer a termite inspection report and a buyer's protection plan, whose fees shall be paid for by the seller. 26. Termite inspection report to be provided 1 week prior to closing. 27. Balloon payments. On the due date of any balloon payments as set forth in the purchase money mortgage, if the maker is unable to obtain new financing on the subject property at the rate and/or terms acceptable to him, the maker shall have the right to extend the term of the note and mortgage for one additional year by paying off 10% of the principal due at the time. Payment will be adjusted based on new loan balance. This provision may be exercised up to 3 times. 29. Seller understands that the purchaser is a licensed real estate broker, salesperson, acting as a principal for his or her own account. 29. By acceptance hereof, seller warrants that he has no notice of any code violations relating to the property from any city, county, state, or federal agencies. How to cancel a contract. Sometimes you will have to back out of a deal, and sometimes you will need to renegotiate a deal as well. If I have to cancel a deal, I simply call the seller and let them know that unfortunately we will not be moving forward with the property based on the inspection of the property. Yes, you are buying the property as is, but if the property is in much worse shape than anticipated over the phone, then you have every right to back out. Please let the seller know as soon as you can, especially if they are currently living in the house. The last thing you want to do is have a seller packed, ready to move into another house they have leased, and taken time off work to move, and then you tell them you will not be buying their house. We typically only put up a $100 deposit when we are buying from an individual and $500 when buying through a realtor. When we cancel a contract with a seller, we only owe them $100. And if we cancel a contract through a realtor, then we will simply lose our $500, unless we have a 15-day inspection in the contract and we cancel during the 15 days. How to renegotiate. Renegotiating a contract is not unusual, especially when dealing direct with sellers. I would say we probably renegotiate about 50% of our contracts before closing. I know this may sound high, but we can always find some reason to do this. I do not suggest that you just do this for no reason at all, but if you have a legitimate reason to justify the price reduction, then I say go for it. I typically do this over the phone after we have gotten the property under contract and have taken all the pictures. After that, I will call the seller and advise them that I just had time to go over all of the pictures and talk to the field rep that went to the house and took the pictures. I will then tell them that, unfortunately, the house needs a lot more work than we anticipated. I am sorry to let them know, but we are not going to be able to buy their house. We really need to be paying around X for their house. However, if they still want to go ahead with the closing, I will be willing to take a chance and pay up to X. I always ask for more of a discount than I actually need. This way, I can meet them in the middle, and I still get what I want. In the course, I have included a very recent live call of me renegotiating a deal from $75,000 down to $50,000. That's a $25,000 discount. Now, I had already negotiated the price of $75,000, which was a pretty good price. In fact, she had a realtor come to her house the week before I met her and tell her that they could sell her house as is for $110,000. But it would take 6 to 12 months, and she didn't have that long. She had back taxes and a couple of liens that had to be paid. On the call, I told her that I needed to be at $40,000, and she came back and asked if I could do $50,000. I had no idea she would go that low. At this time, we are in the process of selling this house as is for $89,900. She even left many things in the house, and I sent my daughter and her boyfriend to the house, and they got a chest freezer and other tools that they can use and sell. That is another cool thing about buying houses. You find a lot of neat things. I have gotten tools, furniture, appliances, antiques, silver, and more.